Kieran, Connor, how are you?
Hey, Dan. How are you? All good.
Good, no. Kieran, I'm going to start with you. I'm just trying to get a sense of injustice around about maybe that result on Saturday evening. We've heard from the management, the fans are still talking about it. But when do you guys have to park that and just say, right, it's happened, it's done, and we're going again?
That was parked on Monday. We did the review then. What happened, we felt we put in a much better performance than the week before. Obviously we were disappointed with not getting the result, but I think we can take away how we showed up. We ran them close, and you know, we obviously wanted to win, but we could take confidence going into this weekend.
Any reason do you think that the performance was so much better than you were against the Dragons? Is there a
Have you worked that out?
I think it's just a typical Interpro performance. And we've spoken amongst ourselves, how can we do that every week? But again, I think it's just the emotions of the occasion. I think it brings the best out of everyone. But like you said, that's something that we need to be delivering every week if we want to be finishing at the top of the table.
Connor, you had a very good game on Saturday evening. You seem to be have reached a newer level this season. Are you feeling good in yourself?
Yeah. Look, I feel here the coaches are kind of filling with confidence as well. They're letting me kind of go about my game where I'd like to. Playing with a lot more freedom and stuff, I feel. So like, it suits me, our game plan and stuff. And we're looking just kind of every week trying to perform for my best to give 100%. At the end of the day, that's the way I like to play the game. And yeah, I'm happy with how last week went, and I'm happy with the week before it obviously lost, but my own performance, I was happy with how I impacted the game. So yeah, I'm just playing with a lot more confidence, I feel.
And does that confidence then help decision making, and just your whole sort of uplift in the game comes from the fact that you feel you're on top of it?
Yeah, look, I think if you ask any player, like when the confidence lesson they play the most, you kind of just play what's in front of your face, and you kind of you back yourself. And when you have the backing of coaches that are believing in you, it really does help you just kind of go for it and not hesitate with things, which maybe I had last season a bit of hesitation. But I feel this season, I just feel as if I'm just, as I said, it's not really hesitating, but I'm just kind of going for it, and it seems to be working out well.
And DeVault is driving you pretty hard. From what we hear, he's a tough taskmaster.
Yeah, look, it's brilliant for us as well. Like, really enjoying him, having him here and stuff like that. I know some might say that, but it's very technical with him as well. It's all the 1%ers and stuff, which not a lot of people will see. But like, even just lift quality in the line and stuff like that. Like, I say the amount of work he does on his laptop when he's outside the sports ground is nuts. He has all the sessions coded down. Of even the games, of every lift everyone's doing and stuff. So the work he puts in, it's really filtering down to us as a pack. And we're really buying into that, and we're really enjoying having him here so far.
And Kieran, if these guys, these grunt lads are getting good fast ball, it helps you and Caelan and the back line to get on top of what you're at.
Yeah, absolutely, I think. Every week we want to have a dominant pack, we want fast ball. Makes our lives a lot easier in the back line. So the lad's been doing a great job so far this year, and hopefully we get the same again this weekend. I'm sure we will.
Just looking ahead to Ulster, I put it to Dan McFarland yesterday that they've had four bonus point wins, as he pointed out to me, but they haven't played an Inter-Pro. You've gone into that in Inferno that is an Inter-Pro, and he kind of accepted that it's a step up for them. So do you think you'll be a little bit more ready than they might be, having gone through the Munster experience?
They'll be ready. I mean, it's an Inter-Pro, they'll be up for it. We'll be up for it. Certainly it'll be, these games are the tougher games throughout the year, so yeah, it'd be tough for them, it'd be tough for us, but we have full confidence. I think last year we managed to beat them away during the Viva and then away as well. So we'll take confidence from that. And yeah, it's definitely a game that we'll back ourselves to win.
And Connor, you're what's your view on the Aviva? I mean, it's going to be a different experience. The Sports Ground is a unique place to play, but this will be something exciting and different.
Yeah, look, really looking forward to that. As we said, like last season, obviously we had a few games up there without the crowds, and I still really enjoyed them. Obviously, it's a great venue. The pitch is amazing as well. So, seeing having the fans there is going to be unbelievable. Really looking forward to it. And look, the more people we can get to the game, I think the bigger we make the occasion. So, yeah, looking forward to it.